You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
She's a woman of many firsts. She was the first female chair of the JSE, Africa's largest stock exchange. The first female chair of financial services group Alexander Forbes, now Alex Forbes. She was also the first female, I think, to lead the steel company ArcelorMittal South Africa at one stage. And now, today, she is soon to become the first female chair of the Standard Bank Group, the biggest lender on the continent by assets. And that is happening in June this year. I'm talking about Nonkululeko Nyembezi, who was actually appointed to Standard Bank's board as an independent non-executive director in 2020. So she's been on the board, but she's going to be switching chairs as of June to become the board's chair. And she does join the market update. Ms. Nyembezi, ma'am, thanks so much for your time. First of all, a big congratulations. I mean, a friend of mine actually sent me your appointment in my Twitter DMs, and she's really excited because she shares the same name as you. So it's quite a big thing for women in the corporate sector. So you could have said no. I mean, you had that option, but you didn't. You said yes. So just talk to us about that. Why did you accept the job?
Good evening, Fifi, and to your listeners. In going into the board in 2020, I had a chance to take a look firstly at where the business is at, what it's planning to do, get a feel for the people around the boardroom table in the management team that are driving the various forays of the bank into new markets, into new segments, potentially over time, and tackling climate change and all the challenges that we all know about. And I think I determined that for me personally, it was a good fit. It was a good fit because, A, it gave me a time when Standard Bank was tackling much more than its normal share of challenges as a bank, because it had to deal with technological change and therefore new players that were nibbling at lunch. It was tackling an area of accelerated growth in some of the economic economies of the African continent. It was in all of this also changing business model to become something a little bit different and maybe a bit sexier in the future. And I liked the people and respected them as a group. And so, yeah, I thought that I could contribute to what the bank was trying to achieve over the next little while.
And just on that contribution, because I'm sure it was a question that did come up in the process of recruiting the new chair as to, I mean, how do you make us better? How do you take us forward as a chair? What exactly are you bringing to the table? So my question to you is, what was your answer to some of those questions? What are you hoping? What value are you hoping to add to Standard Bank as its incoming chair?
Well, against all of the challenges and changes on the horizon, actually some of them not even on the horizon anymore, they're here and now, I thought that a chair with a highly diverse range of skills, experiences, activities under their belt would serve the bank a lot better than somebody coming in purely from the banking industry, and remembering there's plenty of banking skills around the table. So what I think I bring are perspectives from really actually quite a few different areas, as you introduced me, not only in financial services, although different from banking, but also in industry. I think at any one time, having a solid experience, skill set on core industry in South Africa as we're trying to recover post-COVID is actually quite an important element to bring to the table. I have worked before on the broader rest of Africa space, and the space not only that I think I understand to a reasonable level, but I also enjoy and think that against a continent that wishes to see more integration, somebody driving that part as well would be a good addition to the suite of armor that the bank has already on the table.
No, certainly. Your pedigree of experience, I mean, it speaks for itself. In fact, ahead of our discussion, I stumbled upon an article that was written many moons ago in which you were headlined as a being a woman of steel. I mean, at the time you were working in the steel industry at ArcelorMittal South Africa, but you have held numerous positions following that. And you've been a ceiling breaker. As I said in my introduction, you are a woman of many firsts. And I'd just like to understand, what's your secret sauce?
Would you please repeat that? Just that last bit where you swallowed your words a little bit?
Just the fact that you've been able to shatter so many patriarchal walls and barriers, as it were, as it does come to the boardroom table and the executive table within the corporate sector. What is your secret sauce to doing so for those females who are looking at you behind you, just you know, hoping to one day achieve the same thing?
Well, look, it would be really sort of self-congratulatory to say it, hard work and all of those things. I mean, a lot of these opportunities just come because you happen to be at the right place at the right time. Granted, you need to be ready to actually grab an opportunity, but there is a certain element of that readiness and having worked hard at many different things and applied yourself, but there is an element of luck. So I don't think we should ever forget totally about that aspect of it. But let me just say that, you know, whenever I sit and reflect about this first and first, I don't actually feel terribly happy and find that to be particularly flattering. We should not, in the 21st century, in the second decade, still be talking about firsts of this kind. However, I do absolutely acknowledge with humility the journey that's been covered, and find it very gratifying when it gives girls and women the kind of thing that says, hey, if she can do it, so can I. Because quite honestly, there is nothing special particularly about me.
Very humble. But I agree with you. We shouldn't be celebrating, you know, first in the 2022. I mean, a lot of this should have happened many, many moons ago. But it seems like there is a positive current of change. Just last week on the market update, we were joined by Emery Brown, who is incoming at Rand Merchant Bank as its first female CEO. You just look at what's happening in the mining space, in which you're still serving as a board member on the board of Anglo American, but you look at the transformation that is happening there. I mean, Mpumi Galala, the first female CEO of Kumba. You've got Miss Nolita Fakunda, who is the first female chair of Anglo American, and even Nombasa Tengwe, who is taking over as CEO of Exxaro. So, while perhaps you know, this should have happened a long time ago, do you think that the direction of travel presently in opening up positions formerly occupied by men, do you think that that direction of travel is going at the right pace presently, or do you think it can be improved?
Well, look, I think all change, particularly change in big, big sort of groundbreaking areas, happen incrementally, really, really slowly, and then suddenly you reach a tipping point and things seem to happen all at once. I would posit that we haven't reached that point yet, but all of the examples that you've just pointed to now tell you that the direction of travel is positive. And essentially, I think what is starting to happen is organizations, particularly progressive ones, leading ones, have long been just eating away at those areas that have been identified as particular blocks for women, whether be it working hours and the flexibility around that, whether be it nursery facilities on the premises to make it easier for mothers, whether be it just eating away at the unconscious bias that permeates organizations so that women of talent and ability can move ahead. As I say, very, very clearly, we haven't reached that, but we are starting to see the early movers starting to show the results that are possible. And I mean, the women that you're speaking about are not by any means in any kind of sort of quote-unquote soft areas which traditionally have been associated with men, with women. They're in really hardcore, hard areas of industry and mining and financial services. So I am really excited and hope to be around when I see that tipping point. And hopefully you and I will get to speak again, but you see, it's happened. It may have taken us, I don't know how many years you've been banging on this drum. But yeah, I'm really, really excited.
I look forward to that conversation, ma'am, but we'll leave it there for now. That was Nonkululeko Nyembezi, who is soon to be the first female chair of the Standard Bank Group.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.